Lawmakers heard arguments yesterday about the legality of Alaska's cruise ship passenger head tax. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing in Anchorage less than a week after 9 cruise lines sued to throw out the revenue measure. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
The hearing was scheduled before the suit was filed, but after the lines said they plan to go to court. Alaska Cruise Association attorney Steve Rummage said the tax is an entry fee. He said conditions spelling out ship size, passenger capacity, and trip duration violate constitutional protections on interstate commerce.
And when you take those requirements together, what they mean is that the tax applies only to companies that are located out of state and operate cruises in Alaska. In other words, only against interstate interests.
Head tax author Joe Geldof told lawmakers it was designed to pay for facilities and services used by ships and passengers. He said the voter-approved law creating the tax and other programs passes legal muster.
The goal of the people who did that was to make Alaska and our coastal ports the best possible cruise ship destination for a lot of reasons. And it dealt with environmental matters, it dealt with some consumer disclosure matters and revenue matters.
Lawyers for both sides criticized the legislature's use of some of the tax money. Cruise lines said it showed the fee was illegal. Tax backers said poor decisions were made but could be corrected. Attorneys and lawmakers at the hearing debated the relevance of several recent court decisions, including one involving Valdez Tankers. But Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan said no case directly addresses cruise ship tourism.
1 million visitors per year in a state that has roughly 686,000 residents. It's a huge influx in a short period of time each year. Significant impacts, very significant costs.
Sullivan and other state attorneys saved more detailed discussion of the issues for a closed-door executive session that followed. Afterward, Eagle River Representative Nancy Dahlstrom, the Judiciary Committee's vice chairwoman, said the panel will monitor the lawsuit. She said it hopes to, quote, find an amicable resolution that will continue to allow the state to administer the funds from the tax appropriately and without a legal cloud. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.